the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go?
Hello! Welcome into episode 112 of Keithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got lots of crack, shoppy section, swap, Caltastic section, passing it on, me section. I sponsors for my own energy engineering business, Energy Hunt. Any links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
What's the crack section?
What's the crack? Well, this is going to be a shortish episode. Shorty. If you don't know already, obviously you're a new listener because, well, I believe that all my listeners remember everything I ever said at any point in time. But, well, I'm heading to the United States of America on Saturday this week coming. And it's Monday morning here. So this means this week I have to be organised, packing, get my house in order for me being away, and also I've got Daisy's birthday, a day trip to Inverness, not to mention the 3 project bags I've got to make and other wee things I've got in my head I want to make to go to textile artist, go food shopping, boring you now, yes, are you still awake? Oh, and do the accounts. Yeah, really. That's just work, and I don't need to mention that. What I do need to write is a list of things that I want to buy out there. Oh, you know, the fun stuff. I've been going through my queue on Ravelry last night to see what was from the patterns that I have and the yarn that I want that I don't have. And some of them is because of waiting on the perfect yarn and the opportunity, and some is because sport and worsted weight are not common over in the United Kingdom. And also, I like to see the yarn before I buy it as well, really. I know I can order it online, but I do like to have a wee poke around, and it's a special occasion. So far, I've listed that I want to make the Acer cardigan by Amy Christophers, and this calls for worsted weight. It's a very heavily cabled pattern cardigan, both front and back, and the sleeves are plain. I just noticed that my computer's kind of noisy today, so apologies if it's annoying you. I've moved it a little bit. I also want some worsted for the Newell cardigan by Cecily Glowick MacDonald, and it's bonny, that's got a button close at the neck, and then it's got really pretty folded in pockets detail. That's quattro. I like pockets, being a Hobbit fan, so I need some worsted for that too. And also I thought, well, I might as well get some nice sock weight yarn, kind of like the Knit Picks fleecy type of thing, for some socks for the bairns. Also, I'm quite looking forward to the quilt shops, where I intend on buying threads and some cotton, because it's partly a much better price than over here. I need to get some stock materials of planes, and then I'll get some maybe Christmas stuff and, well, just a big lump of what takes my fancy, really. And then I found there was a shop, thanks to Pat Fragg, who told me there's one called mainlyquilts.com in Kennebunk, which has got a bonny cross-stitch kit local to Maine. One of which really caught my eye, and it's the Lighthouses of Maine. And this is when Richard realised that Maine was on the coast. And he knows I'm going to Philadelphia and Boston, but I didn't think he actually realised that the fact Kennebunk Port has a port in its name, and it's actually a port. He knows all about ports, so I was a wee bit surprised. But he knows now anyway. Also, I'd like to hit a bead shop somewhere along the way. I want some short beady needles, and also to look at all the pretty beads. They're not very heavy. They will fit in my suitcase. Other than that, I'd like some American apple pie in a diner where they come and pour you the coffee into your cup when your cup runs out. You know, like on the telly, so it must be true. But I'm trying to just go with the flow. Twin St. Jan is arranging a couple of meet-up points in Boston on Sunday morning and Philadelphia on the following Friday morning. So please keep an eye on the boards for times and venues on Ravelry, or please suggest one that you know to be good. And what else do you suggest would fulfil my American excursion experience? I get to see New England in the fall, which is very well timed by Paula. So what else would you suggest or recommend? I'll be a bit stressed out this weekend, so bear with me for answering things online. Also a bit nervous of the long flight there and back, and the long drive up and down from the airport. actually on both sides. Thank you, Scottish Government, for putting the average speed cameras on the A9 going live this weekend. As soon as they dual carriageway that road, the better. It's very frustrating. However, it saves lives, I just don't want it. I would like to say a huge thank you to the lovely, lovely Ella, who is Giftnet Girl, who is giving Mum and I a bed for the night this Friday. I'm very much looking forward to catching up with her, but I know it still won't be enough time for doing all the talking that we like to catch up on. I've got a new podcast for you to listen to. I actually did make a point of listening to Plutonium Muffins podcast the other day, and it was fantastic. And the other one is Yarny Days and Sundays. And she is from Via Podbean. So I'll write that down for you. She's very interesting. She's a British person. So give her a listen too.
Shoppy section.
In an overheard conversation, I was gifted a box of different tartan in all different lengths. All of which are big enough to make project bags from. I'm in exchange for this box of tartan going to set up an Etsy and an eBay shop for my textile artist friend who had the box of tartan in her stash and was wanting to tidy up her room. She overheard my mum talking to somebody else about tartan and she went, I've got some tartan. And she said to me, do you want some tartan? And I said, I'd love some tartan. And she said, well, can you help me with this? And I went, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. So, listeners, here is the list. Mackenzie, Lindsay, McIntosh, Farquharson, Hunting McLean, Buchanan, Ancient Gun, McGregor, Drummond, McLeod, Hunter, Anderson, Gordon, Wallace, Red McPherson, Robertson, and Blackwatch, and Bruce. However, I am actually going to have a week's holiday from the Etsy shop with me being away. And plus, I'm taking the entire stock with me because there's a wee vendor's table at the retreat and I've done a couple of bags pre-ordered for it. And then what's left, I'll update the shop and then make all the bags as I come to them in the pile, unless you request one beforehand. The very lovely Rabies on My Shoe has requested a bag that, it's not the bog standard drawstring bag, but the wrist keeper bag. And ironically, I was cursing me having made some before because the materials I had in my stash, material stash, a couple of them, it would have been perfect but for some of the tartan bags. But as they'd been cut up in a curve in a weird way, weren't suitable. I was, oh, this would have been just perfect. But Rabies on My Shoe, lovely long time listener, and has put up with me for quite a few years now, so nothing's too much hassle for her. It must be meant, because I've just enough of that Wallace tartan for her. Please get in touch if you have a request. I don't always have it in stock, but I can look to getting some now because that ball is well rolling. Very pleased with how the Etsy shop's going and thank you very much for your support. Now, when I say you don't have to have an Etsy account, you could go through PayPal. Don't feel that you have to use PayPal because it was only till recently I realised some people don't want a PayPal account. So I go through PayPal and I go through Etsy. How you pay Etsy, up to you. But that's how I take it. And I just think it's safer on both sides. We have a comfortable relationship with money. So the shop will be back open when I come home from America in a week and a half's time.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up. Some of you are heading to Yarndale, which is at Skipton Auction Mark, North Yorkshire, on the 27th and 28th of September. And I hope you enjoy yourselves if you're going to that. The Highland Textile Fest is at Eden Court on the 18th of October. And this is run by the same people who did the Highland Wool Festival. So I think my textile artist group are quite looking forward to going down to that. They went last year and they said it was very good. I don't think I'll be because I'm going to America and unless you buy everything in the Etsy shop times three, I don't think I'll be doing anything for a while. So, as I said, I, of course, am heading to the Knitting Pipeline main retreat on 21st to 25th of September, and I am so looking forward to it. Hello to you if you are a main retreat attendee. I'm very much looking forward to actually meeting you in real life, and my long-term listeners, so excited. I apologise now. I will just be this mad raving Scottish wifey who you'll not be able to understand because I'll be talking quite fast and squeaking probably. But I plan to go a wee bit running and a wee bit paddling in the sea and not looking like a seal because they've got sharks over there. Partly they're a bit further south, but there's still sharks. And I know we've got sharks over here, but I've never seen one in the beaches I ever frequent. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Psst, pass it on.
Pass it on, section. My epiphany, I like to say that word, epiphany, on spinning has come back with a good suggestion from Stogumber Shop, who tweeted that she has a technique for hand spun. Spin as you like. When finished, cut 1 meter off and weigh whole skein, and then divide the weight by your 1 meter weight and tells you what meters, and then you plan your project. Simples. That's the very bad impression of the meerkat advert. I like that. Thank you very much, Stogumber Shop, and I hope that Summerside is lovely today. Now, does anyone have good tips or hints of what you do then with your hand spun, other than go on Ravelry? Something akin to Rebecca Danger's 50 Yards of Fun, but safer garments. Nice garments. So answers on a postcard or tweet to the usual address, because I know I've looked on Ravelry before and kind of falls quite short because their pattern pick, it's not a very good selection, that sort of lower end of the scale. Well, anyway, I found that. So let me know what you think.
The swap section.
Swap. The next swap is a calendar of your local area or your country, and this is for 2015. The thread is up in Ravelry, so please put your name down before the 30th of September, and then you have to post it by the 15th of October because the calendars are in the shops now, and also two bits of stationery as well. It can be anything you wish from the stationery aisle or stationery shop if you've got one. Oh, I remember stationery shops. Pens, papers, envelopes, pencil cases, paper clips, highlighters, folders. I just love stationery, and I know that loads of you do too. Perplexed particularly likes fountain pens. Ask somebody else with my obsession. So, usual swap rules apply. Talk to your swap partner, see what they like doing. Bit of stalking, keep each other informed, and if things aren't going to plan, say you move house or something random like that. Because we always think the worst if we don't hear from you. Really, that's what it is. I'm pleased to see that all the previous swaps are pretty much, I don't have to chase anyone anymore, which thankfully I felt really bad doing that, but yeah. I hope you're still speaking to me. Right, moving on. Look, no swallows. They've gone. I've not seen any swallows or house martins flying around these parts for quite a few days now, actually, and it's normally about this time of year that they go south. Although, I'm sure I said this last year, and the very next day they all appeared. Now, they're not roosting at our house anymore because the nests have all come down. And I know that because Buchel was trying to eat them out because they'd landed on the ground. So, haste you back, swallows and house martins, because it means that the good weather will be coming back. But the geese have been back for a little while now. Hi geese, how you doing? Yeah, winter time. However, back to the northern lights. Hurrah. In the wind. Yeah, my favourite.
Knit along.
Knit along. I don't live in Caithness for nothing. The nosh knit along. The Lush Knit Along. It has finally finished. The prizes were drawn and my group's prize of a project bag went to Stumpy01. So when she finished hers, it was lovely, really lovely pink that she used. Thank you very much to Knit British's Cagney to My Lacey's Louise, Joe the Elgin Living Shiny Bees, and also Amy's Knit Spin Cake, who has a Wonder Woman jumper. Oh, what are they? Well done to everyone just for taking part. And woof, fair few cranked out there. Some of the yarns chosen, just beautiful. Put mine to shame. And if you haven't finished, and don't panic, Mr. Mannering, just plug on at it and you might not get a prize, but you get a cardigan. And I suggest that you join the Whip Crack Away Knit Along, where you get onto your pile of works in progress projects and crack through them. And I think that's Knit British and Yarns from the Plane that's running that. And at all times, you have to sign the Deadwood stage whip crack away, coming over the hill, Deadwood Stage, Calamity Jane song, I can't remember the words of, yeah. Ooh.
The beaker section, me, 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 me.
Me, me, me section. Can't even do, look, there's swallows. Me, 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 I'm fair lashed on with my lush, but, and this will be no surprise to you really, I didn't finish it to the deadline. I'm at the increases after the back shaping on the body, but being really busy with puppy, box of tartan, this, getting organised for Daisy's birthday, and going away, and it fell behind. Something had to give, and I'm afraid it was my lush cardigan. I really wanted to take it with me, but I don't think I'll actually take it as knitting because it's still quite lumpy. Do you think it's kind of funny how a ball of wool and knitting makes a lot more space than a knitted garment? That then I suppose you fold it down and it's all organised. Then it's the ear. It's the same size, I suppose. Well, my point is, I'm not a very good Cal host. I don't think I'll have one or take part in one until next year at the earliest. Well, I can forget it, how bad I am at hosting it. Thank you for taking part. The threads have been very entertaining. It's quite nice to see a thread that just has loads and loads and loads of people chatting in it on my thing, and I sometimes struggle to keep up with it. But the cardigan itself is really nice and the prizes were really good, so hooray. Now, I've been stitching on a cover from a sketchbook, as I mentioned last episode. It was a custom order for the shop and it has been sent off to Canada. She's not said that she's got it yet. Hopefully it'll be there very soon. And it was for a daughter of a listener who was into sports. And I had a piece of marble dyed material. And this is where you have a tray of shaving foam and then you put your inks and paints on top of the shaving foam and then you swirl it about a bit and it looks like oil and water and you put the material onto the inks. And then I had I got some stick figure people doing sporty things such as skiing, hockey, swimming, running, cycling. And at the bottom I had a wee metal word saying inspire. I think it was for scrapbooking back or card making that I got that back in the day, but it went really well in this textile art piece. So I hope it inspires the new owner to doodle away whilst waiting at her sport meets. I've been making a fair few tartan bags and I've been working like a demon at it. And it did make me come to the conclusion, as I stated on Facebook, that see people that think everything's perfect and they never admit that their life doesn't have hiccups. Because you say, oh, did the bears not put mess all over the floor when you gave them that? Oh no, moon sand's perfect, it stayed all on the table. Or, see your sandpit, how come it's not got sand everywhere? Oh, my bairns don't do that. No, that's fine. Yeah, those ones. Well, they've never used a sewing machine. Or because they would be honest and say, no, the bobbin ran out. The thread snapped. I sewed it on back to front. Upside down. Inside out. Missed a bit. Sewed through three layers. I didn't do all of them recently, but I have done. I put my hand up. I, Louise Hunt, I am not perfect. I'm quite proud of that fact, actually. Now, my mittens by Freddie Patmore from the knitting book. I haven't as yet sewn up the first one, but I have started the second on my way to Strathy Beach yesterday and back again because it's a good 45 minutes each way. I intend on knitting on them while I do my travelling, and I'm not sure if I'll get these in the plane to knit on while I'm sitting down because they're bigger needles, I'm not so sure. But I have a long car journey on the other side, so if I don't finish them then, I can get a big chunk into them and then sew them up and hand them over before the end of the retreat. Mittens for Maine is a worthy cause where the church group collects mittens and hands them out to people who need them. And I know that my mum's made two for children, I think. They're quite nice. One's got a little bead on it and it said, American Pie. She thought that was brilliant because she didn't notice until she actually sewed on the button. I'll have to decide on what project I'm going to take with me. I've sorted out my embroidery and a cross stitch, but not yet a knitting project. I think I'll get some socks going. Oh, another thing to sort out. Alright, okay. Moving on.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah section. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me splaff on. And 100 miles an hour today, it has to be said. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as keithnesscraft. And you can access the Flickr photographs from LouiseJ2010 and also through the Podbean site, which are down the bottom right-hand side, as www.keithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The music was from Mark Gunn's Wild Mountain Time, and you can go buy this at musicalley.com. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting.
To pull wild mountain time all around. Will you go? I say go. Will you go? I say go. Will you go?